Now we've had the reading of the Passion, which gives us an overview of what is happening this week. It's important to keep in mind, though, the words that we use to begin Mass. We prayed, "Therefore, with all faith and devotion, let us commemorate the Lord's entry into the city for our salvation, following in his footsteps, so that being made by his grace partakers of the cross, we may have a share also in his resurrection and in his life." The word commemorate is really to live. It's not just to remember something historically that happened centuries ago, but actually, spiritually, it means to live it. This is a spiritual reality. So everything that we've heard is alive. We, then, in commemorating, have to follow the footsteps. This year, we had a reading from the Passion of St. Matthew. Each of the Gospel writers has a little peculiar feature that separates them from the other. For Matthew, it's the little dialogue that Jesus has during the Last Supper. Jesus announced that one would betray him. The apostles, with great anguish, say, "Surely it is not I, Lord." But then Judas said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Lord, Rabbi. Big difference. If Jesus is just Rabbi, teacher, then that means that he might have an inspirational message, but maybe not life-changing. He may have an example that affects a person and might even somewhat be taken to heart. Some of what he's taught may be accepted, some may be rejected. Any student can easily walk away from a teacher. Any student can pick and choose. Any student can turn on, turn off a teacher. But if Jesus is Lord, that he truly is the divine Savior, that makes all the difference in the world. Jesus is truly the one who showed the love of God through the miracles, through his preaching, and as we know, through his passion, death, and resurrection. So my brothers and sisters then, the real challenge for us is to look into our own lives and ask, how do we look upon Jesus? Teacher? Rabbi? Or Lord? If Lord, our lives totally change. And that's really what Holy Week is about. So I hope you look upon this week as like a spiritual retreat. School's out for Loudoun County. Maybe you have time to come for daily Mass. If not, just read the Gospel passages for those days, because step by step, we're going to go through the Passion. Holy Thursday, come for the special Mass celebrating the Lord's Last Supper. Good Friday, the special liturgies commemorating the death of our Lord. And of course, there is Easter. But the key here is to really open our hearts, to recognize Jesus is our Lord. He is the one who gives us truth and shows us the way to live life rightly in the eyes of God. He's the one who wants to share life with us now, but also bring us to everlasting life in heaven. That is something a teacher cannot do, but a Lord and Savior can. Look to our Lord this week and welcome him into your life again as Lord and Savior. May God bless you.